and perhaps I bring my hands now to the area of the right lower chamber of my own heart, my right ventricle. This is strong heart. And again, that special way of looking, of ascolta. I think it rarely happens in the life of children that an adult comes up to them, comes down to their level, and says, "How are you? How are things for you?" And really wants to listen to the answer. So in this way, like the wisest, calmest adult, listen to the child of your strong heart. How are you? Strong heart is where we have the courage to have a dream and the perseverance to follow that dream to fulfillment. Strong heart takes a stand. Strong heart has integrity. Iron in the soul, deep strength. Bad things happen in the world, not because of the actions of a few evil people, but because the vast majority of good people do nothing. They stand idly by. Strong heart is the samurai code of conduct, Bushido, that says if an action of another offends you, you have to act. You have to change it, even if it means your own death. Strong heart is Martin Luther King in his famous speech saying, "I have a dream that one day my children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character." Strong heart is the Indian dancer, poet, and singer, Meera, saying, "Approve of me or disapprove of me, I praise the mountain energy by day and by night. I have felt the swaying of the elephant's shoulders. And now you expect me to ride on a jackass? Try to be serious. How are you today, strong heart? How's your dream? Or dare I not dream? You? You'll never amount to anything. You're no good. You never were any good." The ancient voices of the unconscious parent or teacher or priest. And it's not their words that did the greatest damage. It's the fact that we believed it. We took it in our shadow self. And who is the sunlight teacher of my strong heart? The mail arrives, I open a letter. And suddenly I know, yes, this is what I have to do. I have to follow my dream. This person, yes, they show me what I have to do. That's right, what they're writing. Exactly, yes. And strength returns to me. And I know I can move forward and bring my dream to fulfillment. Take a moment now to to consider what it is about this sunlight teacher of my strong heart that shows me aspects of myself that I do not fully value. And then thank this person and let them go. In that same stack of mail, there's another letter. I put it down to last. I have a sense of what might be inside there. And when I finally open it, all sense of strength, of following the correct path, of integrity, of being a good person standing up to evil, it all disappears. And I prevaricate, I twist and turn, I put things off, I can't move forward, I can't find my strength anywhere. Here's the shadow teacher to my strong heart. What is it about these words, even perhaps this handwriting, that so distresses me, that so undermines my strength? Which words cut the most deeply into the iron that is in my soul? And let me notice these things and turn that difficult light of awareness of what I find so distasteful in them back upon myself, that I may learn and deepen and grow and go on and reconnect to my dream. In mind's eye, I have an image of this person, and I thank them, and I let them go.